have you any stories of some people who have things that have stood out in your mind?
Yes, definitely. I had one young fellow, he was Austrian, and he had been operated, he had surgery on both his shoulders. He was a very active young man, doing very much training and running, and I think he ran a marathon and so on, climbing mountains and everything else he did. But he didn't realize that he was training too hard, so there were ligaments in his shoulder which broke, so he had surgery in both shoulders.
Yeah.
And then he did not get back his full mobility after that. He only got about 40% of his mobility. This influenced his whole body.
Yes.
So he not only his shoulder, he could not lift the telephone. He had pain when he was drinking a cup of coffee. At last, his back was influenced. His legs were influenced. He could not walk for more than 10, 15 minutes, and he was totally finished. He had to go back home. He had to rest. So everything was influenced because of this. And he had gone to, of course, he had gone to different doctors, and they said, well, he was not even 30 years old. They said, well, we have to live with this. We cannot do anything more. We don't know what to do. And even in Sweden, doctors said also that, no, we can do nothing. You do nothing. And he refused to accept. I like those people that refuse to be more sick than doctors say they are, you know. So he tried to find ways to get help, and he tried different methods, but it didn't work. And then he came to me, and I started treating trigger points. I started to treat his shoulders. After two times, he was already much better in mobility in his shoulders, in his arms.
Yeah.
He could raise his arms. He had no pain there. And he said, please help me. Can you help my back? I worked with his back, and he got better in his back. I said, what about my legs? And I started on his leg, you know, especially on the iliotibial band.
Yeah.
And then, of course, vastus lateralis, it was really, really tough for him because I was not very kind to these muscles because they were so hard. There's a whole school class of trigger points in the vastus lateralis. So, but he said, please give more, and I helped him several times. And then one time he came to me, he said, I went for a walk with my wife. We went around a lake, he said, and when I looked at the watch, I said, we have been walking for 4 hours and I did not have pain. So I think it's fantastic.
That is. And that's a very fascinating story, because the progression of pain and dysfunction that started from poor surgery and then spread over his whole system, that's very, very fascinating.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. That's literally life-changing and may sometimes be life-saving. When you do that kind of work, that's well done.
So I was very happy. So now he's running, he can do anything again. He can lift heavy boxes, and he has come several times just to get some more massage, but I haven't seen him for quite some while. But we have some correspondence still, and he has written some of his stories, so I can mail that to you if you want.
Well, look, that would be lovely.
Of course, I have these trigger point pattern maps on the wall everywhere where I have a room here at home and at the institution.
Yes.
Just to see right away, let people see also whether you have pain, can we check whether it's a trigger point, and it's so easy with trigger points, because if it's not a trigger point, the pain will not go away. It's an infection, probably inflammation.
Yeah.
So I feel so sorry for the whole medical world seems to be quite unaware still.
Yes.
And it's even a doctor who has reduced and given her life totally to localize all these.
Yes.
How many thousands of people?
How strange is that?
Yeah. And of course, when I got your material, I was very happy to get the advice. Of course, I have learned a lot from that also.